PR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Workers at another Starbucks shop in Colorado Springs are hoping to unionize. Organizers at the store on Centennial Boulevard filed paperwork with the National Labor Relations Board today. They're the seventh coffee chain location in the state and the third in Colorado Springs to take steps towards forming a union. Starbucks baristas and Superior became the first group in Colorado to begin voting on unionization. The company says it's against the workers' efforts to organize. A former employee of Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems, Eric Coomer, is suing the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, for defamation over false claims that Coomer rigged the election for President Joe Biden. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The defamation lawsuit says Lindell claimed without evidence that Coomer committed treason. Lindell was served court papers moments before speaking at a rally for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters at the state capitol Tuesday. Peters also continues to push conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. She's been charged with multiple felonies related to tampering with voting equipment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Glenwood Springs has secured the right to use more Colorado River water to create three new whitewater parks. A water court approved the city's agreement with other communities along the Front Range who share the river. The plan allows the city to call for higher river flows during the spring and summer, which will let Glenwood support more rafting, tubing, kayaking, and boating along the Colorado. Specific plans for the parks have not been announced. In Glenwood Springs right now, it's 47 degrees. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.